Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here on this, the Feast of the Annunciation, is recorded in the first chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning with the 26th verse. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. You check your phone and you find an email from your professor. Now you might be troubled, wondering what sort of greeting this might be. Probably worrisome, am I right? You get pulled over by a police officer and he slowly reaches your door. What sort of greeting might this be? Ominous. Probably ominous. You open your mailbox and you find an IRS letter marked audit. Panic. It's clearly time to panic. In our text for today, the Blessed Virgin Mary also received a greeting from an angel named Gabriel. She too had strange vibes about this greeting. In fact, she was troubled at this saying and considered what manner of greeting this might be. First, we shall consider what sort of greeting this wasn't. Now, Mary had every reason to be concerned. Whenever angels visited people in the scriptures, it was often a terrifying experience. For sinful people can't help but cower in the presence of the Almighty. But there's another reason why Mary might have been afraid over this encounter. For at the very beginning of the Bible, a fallen angel named Lucifer, aka the devil, appeared to another young woman named Eve. On this occasion, an angelic greeting tricked our first mother into the fall. And as a result, sin passed to all people, and chaos was unleashed upon the cosmos. Now, there's another sort of greeting that this wasn't. When Gabriel said, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." He didn't say this because she was sinless, much less the fount and source of grace. For in the Song of Mary, Mary herself says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoiced in God my Savior." Sinful people don't need a Savior. Sinless people don't need a Savior. The angel also didn't call her highly favored because she would have some special power over the Christ as his mother. For when Mary tried to change his will at the wedding of Cana, Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." And the angel certainly did not call her highly favored because she was destined to be the co-redemptrix with Christ. For St. Paul tells us, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. All that being said, if anyone could have earned or merited just a smidge of their salvation, it certainly would have been the mother of our Lord. For she willingly bore the Son of God, even though she knew that she could be stoned for having a child out of wedlock. She knew only too well the hatred and the ridicule that her son would endure in order to accomplish salvation for all humanity. And no parent should have to outlive their own child. Thus, it was like a sword that pierced through her own heart when she had to watch her little boy humiliated and executed on a Roman cross. There isn't a single one of us here today that could hold a candle to Mary. And yet, if she needed a Savior, then we too better hear the gracious word of greeting that the angel delivers to all humanity. Now we shall see what sort of greeting this was. The answer is all grace. That's what sort of greeting this was. The perfect passive participle, highly favored or highly graced one, makes this clear. For she was chosen by grace alone. The reason she was chosen to be the new Eve of Genesis 3 was so that her serpent-crushing son would make all things new. For not only was she the long-awaited virgin of Isaiah 7, who would give birth to Emmanuel, that is, God with us, but her son would be the 2 Samuel 7 seed of David, who would build a new temple and would reign over a kingdom that would never end. To fulfill these specific prophecies, the Holy Spirit overshadowed the virgin and filled her with his life-giving presence, just as he had done with the tabernacle and temple of old. And when our royal priest finally came of age, he came with a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands. And then, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own precious blood, he entered into the most holy place once and for all at the high altar of the cross in order to make atonement for the sins of the whole world and to reverse the fall. Finally, he incorporates all believers in Christ, that is you and me included, into the new temple of his body, the church, and fills all believers in Christ with his life-giving presence via the crimson tide of holy baptism. St. Paul put it this way, "Now therefore, you who are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Now there's another sort of greeting that this was. It was a gracious word of greeting for Mary that empowered her to accept God's will. After all, Mary was troubled by the angel's greeting. So Gabriel showed her how this conception would be the fulfillment of all the Old Testament passages already mentioned. The angel went on to show how the Holy Spirit would conceive the child. When she questioned in a legitimate fashion, not in a doubtful way, but when she asked, "How can this be? I am only a virgin." And finally, the angel gave her a sign showing all things are possible for God. For she revealed that her own barren relative Elizabeth had miraculously conceived a child. And now she was in the sixth month of her pregnancy. Convinced by this personal, gracious word of greeting to her, as well as thankful for this sign, she humbly said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." But this poor, backwater virgin would never have become the Theotokos, the bearer of God, as the church has declared on the basis of Elizabeth's own words about her. Would never have done this. She would never have accomplished this. She couldn't accomplish it on her own. It was entirely the grace of God, because it was the gracious word of greeting that made this possible. In light of that, brothers and sisters, if we ever doubt that God wants us also to be bearers of God, recognize the Lord came long ago, extending this gracious word of greeting. And once again today, he comes to each one of us through another messenger, calling us all to be bearers of God. For he not only calls all of those who have been justified highly favored, he calls each of us to become the bearers of God to those around us. For if you are still wondering how this can be, recall the words, recall the sign that the angel gave. Nothing is impossible for God. Then we too can say, "Let it be done to me according to your word," and sing with Thomas Kingo, "Break forth my soul for joy," and say, "What wealth has come to me this day. My Savior dwells within me now. How blessed am I, how good art thou." Amen. Congregation may rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and mind, faith through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we pray. O Almighty God, of your great mercy, you caused your Son to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and to become incarnate of the Blessed Virgin Mary, according to the angel's annunciation. Grant us by your grace that our sinful conception may be purified by his holy conception, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.